In 1909, Russian impresario Sergei Diaghilev formed the Ballet Russe in Paris and started bringing innovative young choreographers and composers together with designers and visual artists, including Matisse, Miro, Bakst and Picasso. The radically new works that emerged made waves around the world and had a profound effect on the development of modern dance and ballet, as well as on Parisian culture generally. Bunny, who went regularly to the theatre, was as fascinated as anyone else. The company caused an immediate sensation with its first programme of three works. One of them, called Le Pavillon d'Amide, featured a Rococo set by Alexander Benois in strikingly unusual harmonies of pale green, mauve, pink and turquoise. This palette would subsequently feature in Bunny's late mythological paintings. Other famous works to premiere at the Ballet Russe included Nijinsky's Afternoon of a Faun and The Rite of Spring, with its rhythmic, dissonant score by the young Stravinsky, both hugely controversial productions when they opened. The Ballet Russe inspired in Bunny a renewed interest in classical mythology, exoticism, orientalism, primitivism, and theatricality. In 1913, he embarked on a body of work known as his Danse Chromatique series, in which the canvases pulsate with a dynamic sense of rhythm and intense colour harmonies, similar to that used by the Fauves, led by Matisse. Bunny was now at his full power as a colourist. Finally liberated from the studio model, he abandoned any pretense at naturalism and became distinctively and utterly his own artist.